Two of the five finalist companies, Harvest Alaska and Salix, have offered Cook Inlet gas supplies, while Westpac Midstream proposes tapping either Cook Inlet or imported Canadian gas. Two others, Phoenix Clean Fuels and Spectrum LNG, are offering North Slope gas supplies. Ada Energy Infrastructure Development Officer Nick Schmoniak says all five companies can technically get the job done, and the issue is finances.
Make sure that, yeah, the costs of proposing are reasonable. They are backed up. They are achievable.
Natural gas has long been sought by interior residents as a lower-cost, cleaner-burning alternative to oil, coal, and wood. But gas requires distribution lines and conversion of heating and power generation systems, elements that undermine potential demand and have inhibited private sector interest in the project. The state legislature allocated over $330 million in financing aimed at lessening the risk of investing in an expensive gas processing plant and other infrastructure. Ada Schmoniak says the challenge is using the financing to enable a gas supply that works for private industry, local utilities, and consumers.
Cover the costs in the early years when there's not the volumes flowing through the plant to make it cash flow on its own without hitting the consumers with a high price.
The five finalist companies being considered as partners for the Interior Energy Project have been charged with fine-tuning their proposals by October 16th. A committee which includes representatives of local utilities will then analyze the proposals and select a partner by December 17th. Schmoniak says it's possible Ada could partner with more than one company. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.